We're on the line with Mike McMahon of College Hockey News. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We're here to talk about Jack Eichel. Mike, you cover Hockey East, so you've seen Jack Eichel with Boston University several times this year. First, maybe just a general overview of his strengths.
Well, there's quite a few of them. I think, you know, first and foremost, and I've said this to a couple of people over the last couple of weeks, I've been covering Hockey East for about 10 years and have followed it closely longer than that. He's the best player in that league I've ever seen. He might be the best college hockey player, period, that I've ever seen. I mean, just the things that he's been able to do over the course of one season at BU is just beyond impressive. Some of the things that I think he does really well, it's just his instincts are off the charts. And some good examples of that, I think, were really early in the year. If you watch some of his early games, from the middle or probably the beginning of October till about the middle of December, there were some periods and some times where he's making passes to some of his line mates who just didn't know the puck was coming, just didn't expect it to be there because he was able to do things instinctually and do some things with the puck that I just don't think they were used to. So I think there was a little bit of an adjustment period with the guys he was playing with at the beginning of the year, just because he seemed to be on such another page. And then, you know, from there, you take the instincts out of it, and his skating is unbelievable. I mean, he doesn't put a lot of effort into his stride. He doesn't seem to have to. He gets up and down the ice really quickly with really big, strong strides. His hands are amazing. I mean, there's not many things to fault him on in terms of his game. I know one of the things that was an issue for him at the beginning of the year, but even then he really improved upon it towards the second half of the year with faceoffs. He was losing a lot of draws in the first half of the year, but the second half of the year he improved his faceoff percentage by, I think, about 15%. So even that came along. There's not a lot of weaknesses there.
That's most certainly impressive to hear that he can improve to that level. Another thing that we've heard about in regards to Jack Eichel is his strength. This is a young man who's only 18 years old. He was playing against kids probably 2-3 years older than him, and in some cases, was he noticeably stronger or on that level as one of the strongest players you've seen?
He was, yeah, especially for an 18-year-old. That's the biggest thing, I think, when kids come into college hockey. The biggest adjustment for them is that strength, and that's why a lot of guys make really big jumps between their freshman and sophomore years because they know they need to get stronger. They've experienced it firsthand. He was one of the strongest players, I think, on the BU team the second he got there. And part of that comes from, I know he played for the National Development Program, and there's a regimented strength and conditioning aspect to going through that program. I actually know BU's strength and conditioning coach fairly well. He's a childhood friend of mine, and we had talked about just how strong he actually was. He said he's the strongest freshman player he's ever seen, just in terms of having that base when he first got there. A lot of these guys will come in out of either the USHL or other juniors, and I think it takes them a year to really know what they need to do in the weight room because maybe they haven't had to do it. They haven't had to commit themselves as much there as they do in college hockey now because they've always played with kids in their own age group, and they've always just been able to rely on their skill. When you're playing against bigger, stronger kids, you need to be bigger and stronger to win those battles on the wall, and he never had an issue with that. I mean, that was never, I think from day one, he was one of the stronger guys and played like it, really, since the second he arrived.
Of course, he won the Hobey Baker Award for the best player in college hockey as a freshman. I think the youngest to ever win the Hobey Baker Award. And this is kind of one of those tough questions to project, but looking back at watching his year this year, I mean, how would he, at age 18, how would he have fared in the NHL, do you think?
You know, I personally think he would have been just fine. You know, he's not going to score. I think he had 71 points this year. I don't think he's going to have a 71-point, you know, rookie year. But I think if he would have played in the NHL this past season, he's a top six forward who would play on your power play and probably score somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, 50 points, especially over an 82-game schedule. I just think he's, even at, you know, starting the year at 17 years old, you could just tell he was on another level. I mean, he's in terms of college hockey, he was just a step ahead of everybody else. And in terms of being able to see the play, being able to read the play, being able to execute a play, he was just miles ahead of everybody else. And I think when you look at the guys that have come from college hockey and had an impact in the NHL, the biggest name that I'll use is Johnny Gaudreau out in Calgary because he's doing it this year. He's another guy that probably even now could use to get a little stronger.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen the instincts he has and the skill that he has translated into a season where he was, you know, still being considered possibly a Calder winner as rookie of the year. And he's just, I think he's had 50 or 60 points or close to it as a rookie. So I think if you were to take Jack Eichel this season and put him in the NHL, he's probably having a similar year production-wise to Gaudreau. But I think obviously his ceiling is a lot higher.
Now, you've seen Jack Eichel as he's moved through this freshman year. He's almost kind of developing legendary status to a certain extent. But he's gone through with all these expectations. He's lived up to him as the best player in college hockey. He gets his team to the finals. They lose a heartbreaker. So you've seen him in a lot of different situations. How does he handle that focus on him like that, that spotlight?
To be quite honest with you, it's amazing to me. I mean, he's 100% a professional. The first time I spoke to him was last August. I was up in Lake Placid for the evaluation camp for the World Juniors, and it was the first time I got a chance to interview him in a one-on-one type setting. And I remember saying to their media relations guy at the time, I was like, this guy handles himself like an NHL player. I mean, he's a pro, and he was 17 years old. I think he's had the attention on him for so long that he's become very comfortable with it. Because even in the Hobey Baker aftermath and the media scrums he's doing through those, he's very much handles himself like a professional. I get that sense about him, that he's very mature, a heck of a lot more mature than a typical 17 or 18 year old is. And I think part of that just comes from having a lot of eyeballs on him since he was a 16 year old. He's had to answer a lot of questions. I know there was some questions last year. There were some reports that he was looking to go to Major Junior, and there was even in December again this year. And he handled it with a lot of poise and was asked the questions. I remember sitting in a press conference, the end of December. It was when the World Junior team played at BU for an exhibition before they went out there to the World Juniors up in Montreal. And a reporter asked him at the time, because there was a report, I think, out of Sportsnet, that he was looking to join St. John in the Quebec League in between semesters at BU. And it was a rumor over the course of that week. And then after that game, somebody asked him about it. He wasn't rattled by the question. He just said, no, I'm committed here. This is where I'm going to play. And just he's handled situations like that with the poise and maturity of a 30-year-old NHL player. And to be quite honest with you, I think the fact that he was a captain on a lot of these teams he's been on is no surprise to me at all, because he has that sensibility about him, and I think he has that just natural maturity and leadership ability that's not only going to make him a really good NHL player, I think at some point, probably pretty early in his career too, it's probably going to make him a captain of whatever team he ends up on.
And then finally, Mike, I think it's pretty obvious that you've seen the last of Jack Eichel in Hockey East, but you're going to be living with the memories of him moving forward. Is there a moment that you think you're going to remember this about him the rest of the days of his playing career?
In terms of watching him this season, if there was one thing that I remember from this year?
Yeah, was there a play that you recall that just, wow, it stood out to you, then you said, this is a special player?
There's a few. I can think of a couple. I remember early in the year, I covered a game out at UMass, which I believe BU won 10-1, and I want to say that Eichel had 5 points in that game. I think he had a goal and 4 assists. And this would have been end of October, or the middle of October. It was literally his third or fourth college game. And he had made a couple of plays in that game. It was out at UMass on a Friday night, I believe. That just made you go, wow. I mean, this is the type of player that we've never seen before. One of which being, he picked up a puck. I think this was on his goal. He picked up the puck at about the blue line, defensive blue line. And by the time, it was pretty much, neck and neck with a defensive player. There was a loose puck. I think a defenseman had lost it. He had picked it up. So they're pretty much right next to each other at the defensive blue line. And by the time they hit the red line, he was 3 steps in front of him. I mean, he separated from him so quickly, but almost effortlessly. Like he doesn't look like a very fast player when you watch him. This guy, he takes such big strides, and it just happened so quick that it was like, wow, I've never seen anything like that before at this level. You know, it seemed to be at a lot of different points this year that it was, you know, a really good NHL forward playing against college players. And it manifested itself into a season that we haven't seen production-wise in college hockey since probably Paul Kariya in 1993. I mean, that was the big comparison over the last week, because the last freshman to win the Hobey Baker was Kariya in 93. So I think he's at least as good of a player as that. He might be better. You know, I think once he gets into the NHL and he has the ability to work full-time with NHL strength coaches, and he gets into that schedule and it becomes his full-time job and there's no other distractions in terms of classes and things of that nature, I think he's going to be a pretty special talent and maybe one of the best American-born players that might ever play this game. We'll see.
So, safe to say, Buffalo fans will be more than happy to have Jack Eichel on their team.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. And to be honest with you, I mean, I'm a little biased, obviously, covering college hockey. I haven't seen a lot of Connor McDavid. I haven't seen him live ever. I mean, I've seen him on the NHL Network a few times, and I've seen highlights, and I've watched some games, but I don't think you can go wrong either way, to be quite honest with you. But I do wonder, and I've talked to some college coaches too, and again, they're as biased as I am, but they wonder, you know, if you were given the first pick, who do you want? You know, who would you take? And I don't think you can go wrong either way. But, you know, I think there is something to be said for a guy like Eichel, who has proven over the past year that he can play right away against bigger, stronger players, because that's what a lot of college hockey brings. I mean, he plays a team like Merrimack that's in Hockey East, recruits a lot of older players. They have a lot of 24, 25-year-old seniors. Those are, you know, in terms of strength and size, those are going to be the types of guys he's going to be playing against in the NHL next year. So it'll be interesting. I think either way, though, I mean, you can't go wrong. I think both those guys are going to be stars. But you know, I wonder if Eichel is going to be able to make more of an impact earlier just based on the fact that he's played against stronger guys.
Mike McMahon of College Hockey News, thanks very much for joining us.
No, not a problem at all.